We're not a border town. We don't have an infrastructure to handle this type of a level of immigration to our city.
We wrote a song
about Martha's Vineyard invasion.
Tragic. Hashtag Martha's Vineyard strong.
Pound Martha's Vineyard.
Bring your hungry.
Bring your weary.
Bring your sick.
And bring your poor.
But keep your
ass off Martha's Vineyard. Don't come back no more.
They say they don't want criminals in this town of ours. They trash Chicago, not Obama's yard.
Bring your hungry, bring your weary, bring your sick, and bring your poor. But keep your ass off Martha's Vineyard. To have compassion, then promise streets of gold. When you come a knocking, the signs all say we're closed. Bring your hungry, bring your weary, bring your sick, and bring your poor. But keep your ass off Martha's Vineyard. Don't come back no more. Keep your ass off Martha's Vineyard. They don't want you, senior.
But we will, we'll create a new normal here in our infrastructure and have a humane welcome for people and an efficient, service provision. But we don't have the ability. We're not Texas.
We're not Texas.
It's kind of hard for me to wade through this Martha's Vineyard thing. On the one hand, I understand why DeSantis took those 50 immigrants, put them on a plane, and flew them to Martha's Vineyard, because the Democrats are always going, hey, who cares about the border town? Who cares about how many immigrants you have to deal with? It's your problem, and you need to deal with it, and you need to treat these immigrants like they're human beings, for goodness sake. And I can understand part of what they're saying right there. But I can also understand why DeSantis put him on an airplane and had them basically invade Martha's Vineyard to see what they would do. And of course, from the reports that I'm hearing, they have packed them up within 48 hours. You know, they fed them and they're real nice to them, and there were photo ops. We're going to see some of those photo ops. As a matter of fact, let's see. There's photo ops like this one right here. Look at this. This makes the people of Martha's Vineyard look kind and compassionate and giving and accommodating. But is that a true picture? When you see a photo op, is that what's really, really happening? When you see DeSantis put him on a plane and fly him over to Martha's Vineyard, what's really going on here? Are these people being used as political pawns? You kind of, at the end of the day, have to say, yeah, these people, human beings, are being used as political pawns. They're being used as political pawns on the Republican side and on the Democrat side. From the reports that I've seen, they wouldn't allow these people to stay in Martha's Vineyard for 48 hours before they bust them off to a joint base at Cape Cod. So basically they're saying, well, we're going to be really nice to you while you're here, but we don't want you to stay here. And yet the Democrats are the ones who say, hey, all you border towns in Texas, for example, you know, you got to deal with that problem. If we were there, we would deal with the problem with maximum amounts of virtue. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, what a lot of Republican politicians fail to understand is that not everyone shares their zero-sum scarcity mindset. Many of us understand that immigrants and refugees are a blessing. So put them up in your apartment. Put them up in your house, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They have so much to offer our country, and much of our growth as a nation is because of them. So here's this photo op here from Martha's Vineyard.
Please,
Mr.
Presidente.
¿Cómo sientes?
¿Bien? que te vayas bien.
Everybody so happy. This is the chick right here that said yesterday in a press briefing, they can't stay here. We have a housing crisis and we have scarcity and we don't have the infrastructure. They can't stay here.
So what are the most difficult challenges right now?
The difficult challenges are at some point in time, they have to move from here to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. We don't have housing for 50 more people.
And so obviously, they're not allowing these illegal immigrants to stay there. They're putting them on the bus so that they can leave Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, it's easy to be kind and nice and provide food and clothing and shelter for 48 hours. But at the end of that, it's like, you guys got to go. The border towns in Texas don't have the luxury of doing that. So I understand DeSantis's point. He made a very good point shipping those 50 immigrants over to Martha's Vineyard.
Gracias, gracias. Gracias por todo.
Oh, this is great. Now get out of here. I'll just give you a big old hug. Now get your ass on that bus. Don't you look back. Don't you dare come back to Martha's Vineyard. We don't want to see you.
But keep your ass off Martha's Vineyard. Don't come back no more.
So the Martha's Vineyard people are freaking out. You got people like MSLSD and Hillary Clinton saying that DeSantis was involved in human trafficking. Listen to this.
Some politicians would rather not only have an issue, but exacerbate it to the extent of literally human trafficking, as you said. And so many other.
The Clintons don't know anything. The Clintons and Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell don't know anything about trafficking human beings, do they? Oh.
Americans, I happen to believe still the majority of Americans are good-hearted and generous. And when people.
Oh, aren't you glad that they are? Most Americans are good-hearted and generous. And most psychopaths know that, and they manipulate it, and they push them to the end to where they get them boxed in a corner where they're fearing for their lives so much that they're going to have to accept these policies that come down the pike from these psychopaths. Yes, most Americans are good-hearted. Most Americans are generous. Psychopaths know that, and they capitalize on and take advantage of it. And nobody knows that better than the Clinton crime ring.
End up on their doorstep in need, they're going to respond. They're going to feed them and house them. And the kids in the AP Spanish class are going to be let out of high school so they could go and translate.
They're going to call the bus line and get them out of there as quickly as possible because they want to resume their normal lives. They're not used to seeing brown people that are not a part of their landscaping and cleaning and catering crew. It's an interesting dynamic what's going on. And the New York Times reported that Ron DeSantis' migrant stunt gets poor reviews from late night. How will he ever recover from this? You mean Trevor Noah and Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon are going to make fun of Ron DeSantis for staging a political stunt using human beings to do it? The Democrats would never do that, would they? This is just the left versus right dog and pony show. Under the big top, you got all these juggling clowns, especially the clowns on late night. Who gives a damn what they say about anybody? Was it a good point or not? I mean, if Florida and Texas have to deal with migrant issues, maybe one question to ask is, what are we doing as Americans? What are we doing? What are the policymakers doing? What are the lawmakers doing to incentivize those people to cross those borders? What if there was zero incentive for them to cross the border? What if there was zero offers for them to get free medical care and entitlements and have a piece of the American pie without doing anything for it? Or a lot of these people cross the border and they start breaking into houses, breaking into cars, robbing people, murdering people. We've seen it happen time and time again. You know, you don't even have to talk about the legality or illegality or morality or immorality of closing a border, because what is a border, guys? A border is an imaginary line. If there were no human beings, they're just land masses. A border is just a construct of the mind. And who implements that construct? Governments. It's like we are the power here and you guys are the power there. And there's our little politically imposed dividing line. And the people on that side can't come over to the trees on our side. And the people who are leaning up against the trees on this side will become illegal immigrants if they go over to your side. Who has the power to declare that you're a legal or illegal human being? Aside from that fact, if you don't want people in your country, then the last thing you would want to do is incentivize them to come over to the country. Of course, if they got nothing to lose, of course, if their lives are crap over there, they're going to want to come over here. Of course. That's human nature. The Florida governor claimed credit for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Trevor Noah accused him of trolling on the taxpayer dime. And you've seen that from everybody in the left. Accusing Ron DeSantis of human trafficking, of trolling, of it backfiring in their face because look how kind and nice the Martha's Vineyard people are. Even though they packed them up and shipped them off real quick. I wonder why that is. This was funny because this is something NBC News, this is an actual tweet from NBC News. They liken the illegal immigrants to trash. Says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sending asylum seekers to Martha's Vineyard is like, quote, me taking my trash out and just driving to different areas where I live and just throwing my trash there. A founding member of a foundation which helps refugees says, what did he just liken refugees to? He likened them to trash. Now, if you look for this NBC News screenshot of this tweet, it's not up there anymore. Wonder why it's not up there. It's not a bad look. Basically, they said the quiet thing out loud, which is what you're not supposed to do. Oh my gosh, this is what fake stream CIA infiltrated Operation Mockingbird MKUltra Media actually thinks about immigrants while they virtue signal about they're the only ones who care about immigrants. What the heck? And then David Hogg weighs in on this and he said, good Christians don't use immigrants as political pawns to oppress them. Well, guess what, Dave? Good little boys don't use shooting victims as political pawns to oppress innocent gun owners either. But you do that. The hypocrisy is so thick with these people. And of course, it's going to be there. Hypocrisy and inconsistency always resides in the heart of a person who has no moral structure, no backbone, no anchor to principle, like we've talked about before. Like Samuel Adams said, a general dissolution of principles and morals will most surely overthrow the liberties of Americans than all the force of the common enemy. And they've abandoned principle long ago. That's why David Hogg can say this kind of thing. That's why Hillary Clinton and MSLSD or MSDNC can say the kind of things that they're saying, because they're hypocrites. That's one thing you can expect of a politician. They'll always lie and they'll always be embroiled in hypocrisy because they are always inconsistent. And when you're inconsistent in your heart and you're not steadfast on the right thing at all times, and when you sway because money's involved or power is involved, hey, I can grab the ring of power if I just let go a little bit of my principle. If I abandon my moral compass, I can grab more power and more money. It really, to me, this thing that Ron DeSantis did really highlights what's really going on in the heart of these politicians. I don't care if it's Republican. I don't care if it's Democrat. Was a good point made by shipping those immigrants off to Martha's Vineyard? I think it was. But then we see displayed before all the hypocrisy of what's really residing in the heart of, you know, specifically the leftist Democrat mob who loves to virtue signal. So leave your thoughts about this. I want to hear what you guys have to say about what Ron DeSantis did in shipping the migrants off and what the Martha's Vineyard crew did by feeding and clothing them only for 48 hours. Because, hey, billionaires got the limits too. And then bus them off to the nearest military facility.